How we doing? This is Rob Bosco with RBF Fitness and Nutrition. People upgrade their iPhones, they upgrade their Androids, they upgrade their laptops, but they're operating with the same brain that they operated with for the last decade.
You should know the value that you bring to the marketplace. You know what your passion is. You know why you do what you do.
So racism, it's out there, but it doesn't have to stop you. Just because somebody might look at you a certain way, that doesn't have to stop your forward progress.
Where you have to eliminate the excuses. You got to make that game plan say, for me to get to that point.
Right. Happy Sunday, everyone. We got episode number 68. 68, right? Yes. And my guest today is out sick. So it's going to be a short one today. It's not going to be an hour long. And we're going to just keep it on you. We're going to talk all about you today. So we're going to go over my Speak About Yourself program and how it can help you. It's 100% free. I have nothing to sell you, but this can change the way you view everything in your world. Absolutely everything. And so I'm not going to waste time. So I'm going to dive right into it. We'll keep this short. This will be about maybe 15 to 20 minutes, give or take, unless people have questions. So I'm going to share my screen. We want application window and share. All right. So here is the workbook. And so again, it starts with an empty road. So if you're looking to move into a different direction, whether it's in your life, if you're looking to understand why something has happened to you, or if you're just in a place that is not fulfilling you, then this is for you. This is exactly why I created this. So as we go through this workbook, there's 7 modules, and take each one step by step. And what you don't want to do is skip around. You got to answer each one and answer with as much detail as possible. So I'm working with several people on this right now, and they're uncovering lots of things about themselves. And it's not all negative things. So it's just how to take your life experiences and use them to further yourself. And it helps you to better understand the things that happen to you and how you can relate them to other people. So typically, if people share about things, they're like, hey, guess what happened to me? And then blah, 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 blah. They just get right into the story without realizing if you slow it down and relate it to what's happening in someone else's world, it makes it that much more powerful. Like if I just go and say, yes, I donated a kidney to my sister. I'm good. She's good. All is well. Like that doesn't do anything to inspire someone. But if you get someone who's maybe on the fence about getting a surgery done, and then now I can share that experience that I went through to help give them some peace of mind about what they're going to be going through. So rather than just dumping out your experiences on other people, this shows you how to make them relatable to that other person. And it helps people in many, many different ways. So if you guys didn't catch episode 59 with Cassandra, her sharing her story on a TV show literally saved a woman from committing suicide. So like there is so much power in your life experiences, and this workbook helps you uncover those experiences. And I'm going to give this to you completely for free. I'm going to post the link at the end. All right. So just questions such as number one, like how happy are you with your current circumstance? You know, give me a 1 to 10. If you just put a 1 to 10 and don't put any other details, then this is a waste of time. But if you say, all right, I'm a 7. And then you list out the exact reasons why you are a 7. So the only way this is going to work is you have to be 100% honest and completely detailed with all of your answers. And then once this is all done, then I can show you how to take that. And we can go so many different directions with it. If people want to share with other groups, if you want to write a blog, if you want to start a podcast, if you want to get featured in the media, you know, it'll make you a better interviewer, a better speaker, a better connector. This is going to really change how you communicate and connect with other people. So this isn't just something I created just because, just to say, hey, look what I created. This is actually what I did for myself. Because I'm not proud of all the things that I've done in my life. That there are mistakes I have made. There are people I have hurt. There are people I've wronged and deceived. Like I've done all those things. And rather than hiding from it, or you know, feeling shame about it, I figured out how to use those experiences to inspire other people. And so that's the purpose of doing this. So you go deep into, you know, how does that number make you feel? What's causing you the most distress or pain right now? You know, what would it mean to you and your family to not have that distress or pain in your life? You know, why is now the right time? So you go through this line by line and be super detailed, right? So module 2 is eliminating all of the excuses, absolutely all of them, every single last one. If you have a goal, that goal has to be at the forefront of your being, above all else. And people say, oh, well, you know, that's really selfish. I mean, yeah, it kind of is, but it gets you to be the best version of yourself. And when you're the best version of yourself, everyone around you benefits. Everyone does. So it's okay to put yourself first. I know a lot of people struggle with that because society tells you, you got to put yourself on the back burner. Well, society can suck it because it's all about you. This is your life. You get one shot at it and you deserve to be as happy, as healthy, and as living as abundantly as you want to. So don't let other people try to stuff you in a box or clip your wings, right? This is your life and you got to get out there and get after it. So this one here, you know, do you agree with this statement? Everything is my fault. Because if you're a finger pointer, you're not going to get anywhere. Absolutely not. So if you have miles to get in and it's raining, get an umbrella and get those miles in. You know, if you had to work extra long at work, take 20 minutes, fit a workout in. Take 20 minutes and prep your food. Take 20 minutes and meditate. It doesn't matter what happens in your day unless you're laying in a hospital somewhere. And if you're laying in a hospital, lift up your shoulder blades and squeeze your abs. Get some crunches in, right? So there's ways around everything. So once you put the blame on you, you will start finding ways to make things happen. Now, are you willing to wake up 30 minutes earlier each day and disable snooze? If your answer is no, just get off of this training because this training isn't for you. So you have to be willing to do whatever it takes to reach your goal. And I don't say that to be a jerk, but that's what you have to do. If you want to get different things, you got to do different stuff. So you can't keep everything the same and expect to lose 10 pounds. You can't keep everything the same and expect to make more money or get more exposure. So that doesn't happen. So you have to be willing to make some sacrifices to get to where you want to be. You know, then what 3 steps will you take to ensure that you have time to work on whatever it is that you're working on? So like, I want to get a book written. And so a former guest on the show said that she went to a hotel down the way from her house. And she wrote a book in a 4-day stretch. So I actually booked a flight to North Carolina. I'm going out to the mountains next month and I'm going to write a book. So I'm just going to sit up there and I'm just going to hammer it out. So I chose to go away. Well, A, I had flight credit, so it didn't cost me anything. But I'm just going to go away, just be one with nature and my laptop, and I'm going to crank it out. So it's like, so what steps are you willing to take to ensure that you have time? See how it didn't say maybe or kind of, sort of, or you'll try to? It says to ensure. So when you fully commit to it, you'll make it happen. And then money. We all know that nothing is free, but a lot of things can get started for free. So like, yes, I have a full coaching program, but I'm giving you this for free because you can get started for free. And then as you're going through this, if you want guidance, we can talk about guidance down the line, but at least take the steps to get started. Like Facebook is free. You can start a Facebook group if you want to start selling stuff, or if you're a network marketer. You know, MailChimp to collect emails is free. There's so many things out there that are free. So using money as a reason to not get started, it's one of the biggest lies out there. So to further your business, yes, you will start needing to make smart investments. But as long as you look at them as investments and not expenses, then you'll make it work. All right. So family. Family is one of the biggest excuses that people use, and it's one of the biggest scapegoats. And people hate it when I say that, but I'm sorry, sometimes the truth hurts. So as I said earlier, your family is the reason why you should be investing time, investing money, and chasing your true passion. Because as I said, when you're happy and healthy, they all benefit. And what do you think that does for your children? It shows them to get after their goals under any circumstance at all costs. That's all positive stuff here. So family should not be a reason for you to not be reaching for your goals. And then are you committed to showing up daily with positivity and high energy? Most people that know me, I very rarely show up dragging my tail. It's very, very rare. So like I show up, whether it's five in the morning, whether it's 4:30 in the afternoon, doesn't matter. I show up, I'm boisterous, I'm loud, I'm enthusiastic. And that just motivates you to want to do more. So if you're one that's stuck in the dark cloud and you're in the doom and gloom, it's on you to break yourself out of that, because you have positivity and high energy within you. It's up to you to bring it out. Now, you committed to a minimum of 1 hour per week for personal development. And again, if you're not, just stop the training and exit now. Because if you're not committed to building yourself up, and I'm only asking for 1 hour per week. I didn't even say per day, 1 hour per week. So if you can't commit to that, then I can't help you. Okay. And this is your time. Don't make it optional. Make it happen. Again, this is your life. You live for you. And so just make it happen. So module three, you know, there's a difference between goal setting and casting a vision. So module three, we cast a vision first. And this is like your long-term goal. What is it that you want? If it's material things, which is fine, you know, what type of house do you want to live in? What type of car do you want to drive? What type of schools do you want your kids to go to? What type of neighborhood do you want to live in? What kind of job do you want to have? What type of vacations do you want to take? What countries do you want to visit? Like, write all of that stuff out. And then at the bottom of module one, I asked to write what your ideal day is. And take it even a step further, ideal day, ideal week, ideal month. Like, what does that look like for you in the long term? And then as you're going through this, like, who do you want to talk to? Like, for me, with this module, it's going to show you how to take, it's going to show you how to better understand yourself. So, and how to take what has happened to you and then use that as fuel to light whatever fire you need to light to reach your end goal. Like, so for me, I don't have any material goals. Like, I'm happy with the house I live in. I'm happy with the car I drive. So that part doesn't bother me, but I just want options. I want to be able to walk into a Rolex store and not buy something because I don't want it. That's all I want. I would never buy one. I'm not a watch person. I'm not a jewelry person, but I want the option. I'd be like, you know what? I could get two of those if I wanted to. So like, I just want to get my business to that point to where I don't have to say the words, I can't afford it. Right, and then who is it that you would want to talk to? So let's just say you're a Mary Kay salesperson, and so who is your target market? Because talking to a 20-year-old may be a little different than talking to a 45-year-old. So like, you want to be very specific in who you're passionate about working with, and then this gets into, you know, how much money will you need for that house, for that car, for the private schools, for those vacations. You know, what does your profit need to be? How many daily sales are needed to reach those numbers? And if you're not into sales at this moment, you know, don't spend too much time on this part. Because at some point, like I said, I'm going to show you how you can take your experiences and turn it into a business if that's what you want. And then like what staff is needed, your marketing budget. So as you see, casting a vision is not just like, I want to live in a Victorian house. Like it's a lot deeper than that. And so we talk about, what do you need to become better at? What type of community impact do you want to have? Like, do you want to help charities? Do you want to start your own nonprofit? You know, do you want to help disadvantaged kids, or do you want to work with seniors? Like, this is so much bigger than just what you want to do. And then this goes into what daily steps are required. How does it feel to not have that ideal day now? You know, what will life look like in 1 year with the appropriate action steps being taken? And then, you know, take the steps needed to become who you were meant to be. And I do a keynote presentation on that topic, becoming who you were meant to be. And what that means is, like, am I fully who I'm meant to be? I'm not fully there yet, but I know from 10 years ago, I'm a completely different person, because what I was doing, even though I was good at it, that wasn't fulfilling to me. So what I'm doing now is fulfilling. It's like, I don't dread Mondays and I don't look forward to Fridays. Like, every single day I show up ready to do what I need to do, because this is what I was meant to do. Okay. So now that you have that vision, now we get into the goals, where we start talking about your client avatar, what about them fuels your passion, you know, what are their biggest needs, problems. And let's use me for an example, is I tend to work with females. And A, because females are, believe it or not, are less high maintenance than men. So no, it's like, women have a lot more needs, but us men, we have egos. And it's just, I mean, I know some women have egos too, but with men, it's just different. So with me, I find I'm much more relatable working with the females. Maybe it's because I grew up with my mom and four sisters, who knows, and being in the restaurant industry, you know, it's probably like 80% female front of the house anyway. And then now with fitness, you know, females make up, again, probably about 80% of group fitness classes. So just have a lot of experience working with women. And when they have that aha moment, they light up, you know, they shine bright, and I love that moment for them. And so you get into what are their biggest needs and their problems. So on the fitness end, it could be getting into clothes that don't fit anymore, feeling comfortable on the beach, having more energy, you know, improving self-esteem. And so those are, so now I take the stories that I have and help them to understand getting through those needs and those problems. So rather than just saying, oh, well, you know, you should X, Y, Z, I take the stories of my experiences. And again, the stories don't even have to be you personally. You can tell other people's stories. So if someone says, you know, I went to put my pants on and I couldn't button them even with sucking it in. I can talk about someone else who had that same issue, the steps they took to get through it and to where they are now. So doing this process will help you better tell other people's stories as well, so you can relate it to whoever it is that you're talking to. And so now, how does your service product solve their problems? Now, do you believe serving your avatar is more rewarding than making money? Because that's huge. I tell people all the time, if you chase money, you're not going to find it. Or even if you find it, you're going to be unfulfilled. Because there's many, many people who are well off who end up in jail. They end up on drugs. They become alcoholics. They end their lives. You know, they become abusive. It's like they have all that money, but they're not fulfilled. So going through this 7-step process is going to completely iron out what's been hiding inside of you all this time. It's going to help you unlock who you truly are. And it's going to help you find out who your target market is that you're passionate about, whether it's working to serve those people, or if you want to speak to those people. But that's where, like, once you step into that, money finds you. Okay. Money finds you. Like, I'm filling up my podcast with a whole bunch of people that reach out to me now. Whereas in the beginning, I was like pitching daily. And I still pitch, but not as much as I did, because now people are starting to find me and requesting to be on the show. So that's what happens when you step into your purpose. And then, what makes you the best person to solve their problem? This is where you let that ego out, right? Because there are times where the ego needs to shine, because nobody wants to follow the unsure person, right? Again, this is your life. You wanna jump on board with the person that you most relate with, because, like, not everyone's going to like my style or someone else's style. So you find someone whose style you like, but make sure that person is an eagle. Okay. They're an eagle. They're a lion. Just someone that's just going to go all in, because you want to jump on board that train. You don't want to jump on, well, you know, maybe I can get you to your goals. Like, you that's not the person you want to follow. So what makes you the best person to solve their needs? Or what makes you the best person to share your experiences with another group or an audience? So this is where you just let all your best attributes shine. And then here we get into your social media skills. I mean, this is all pretty cut and dry here. Okay, so module 5, assessing your support system. And this can be a tricky one because, again, you know, in society norms, people say, oh, if they're not on board, just cut them out. And you don't have to cut them out. You just have to cut them out of the conversation. So when I first started fitness, my now ex, she didn't really see what I saw vision-wise because, you know, I had just lost my job. She was pregnant with the twins. So I understood it. It's like, I'm not saying this in a negative light. So I understood being hesitant about going off on this journey to where I had insurance and I had benefits and all that other good stuff to now I'm going after my dream and it's all unsure. So I understand, but it just got to the point to where I just wouldn't share my vision with her. So I'd come home and we would talk about stuff, but I just wouldn't have that conversation because she wasn't there. And I didn't want her skepticism getting to me because I saw what I saw. So you got your spouse, significant other, parents, children, coworkers, extended family, in-laws, friends, exes. Sometimes it does matter. You know, former employers, bosses, coach, mentor, and anyone else that you're in contact with on a regular basis, rate each on a 10 scale of how supportive they are to whatever it is that you're striving to do, okay? And then module 6, this is where we create the success plan. And again, I'm not going to go through each thing because this is one of the longest modules. But again, it breaks it absolutely down piece by piece, exactly what you can do to be successful. This here is a time block. So for the people that say, I don't have time, you write this out and you'll be surprised how much time you waste on a daily basis. And then the last one is module 7. This is the art of perseverance. This is where Shut Up and Grind was born, from the art of perseverance. You got to do what you got to do to become the best at whatever it is you're trying to do. And I can take this back to when I ran track and field. I used to take it for granted as a freshman and a sophomore. But my sophomore year, I got hurt. I was playing basketball with my friend. I gave him a little shake move. I go up, I slam dunk on him, and I'm hanging from the rim, and I'm pointing down, talking junk, because I'm a trash talker. And when I let go of the rim, I came down, I landed wrong, I ended up popping 2 discs on my back. And so then as that season, well, as track season started, I wasn't there. I wasn't ready. Like, I did a couple of events just to help the team score, but I really wasn't all there. And it got me so mad. I did end up coming back towards the tail end, but I just missed making the state meet. And that's when the fire was lit. So that summer, I went all in with the grind. I told my friends, I'll hang out with you, but I got stuff to do first. And that's where this whole thing grew. And then my junior year, we actually had indoor track that year. And I was a completely different person. And it started up here. So like going through that injury sparked, you know, so the people that know me now, they're like, oh, that's when it happened. Because people who know me now, like, I don't use the word can't. I have things I can crush and things I'm working on crushing. So like there is no can't. So like once you get it in your brain, when that vision is clear enough and then you can feel it. I know I say this every single show, but it's important. You have to see it. You have to be able to feel it. Then you can go get it. What I knew was not making the states that sophomore season, when I should have by a long shot, I said, I don't want to feel that ever again. And it's kind of like the one time I was overweight. It was 228 pounds. And I caught my reflection in that mirror. And again, I made a decision. I will not feel like this ever again. And I've gone through 7 surgeries and I still haven't gotten over 200 pounds again because I made that decision. Like no matter what happened, I was at Planet Fitness on crutches. You know, I was at Planet Fitness with my arm in a sling, you know, hiking up and down mountains. Like, yeah, just because my arm is in a sling doesn't mean my legs stop working. So like that's the epitome of shut up and grind. This is something that I live my whole life and it's something that's defined my life. Like, yes, I have obstacles that I put in front of me. I can cry about it or I can just find a way to get the work done. And going through this module this is going to help you. Well, this whole series, this is going to help you transform your mind and show you that the things that happen to you, the good, the bad, and the ugly, they're actually there to fuel you. Okay, they're there to fuel. There's nothing for you to hide from. Even the worst possible things, just share it. Like most people know about my life, I don't hide from it. I don't hide from it at all. There are decisions I made that I shouldn't have at the time. I went back and said, well, why did you make that decision? So let's talk about the why. So like, it's very easy to say, oh, you stole from someone. You're the worst guy on earth. And I went back into what was it that made me make that decision? You know, what was it that made me make that decision to step outside of my relationship? It's like, what, like, why did I do that? And then now that I understand those reasons, I can A, make sure I never do it again. And then B, is I can use that information to help other people who are struggling with those things. So it's not about hiding or burying things that happened in your past. It's about embracing it and just owning it. It's like, it happened. I don't have to hide from it. I don't have to carry a burden, you know, like no weight's going to be lifted from my shoulders because you share it out in the open. And that's the beauty of it. And that's the power in your stories. All right. So let me stop the screen share. Come back to StreamYard. All right. And so, as I said, I'm going to give this to you and you can get it right here at this link. Right, I'm going to put it down in the comment section as well. So no matter what you're watching on, whether if you're watching on YouTube, and if you are, please subscribe to my channel. That would help me out greatly. If you're on my business page, you'll be able to see it here, the Storytelling Coach page, and on the main page. It is there. I'll leave it up on here for a little bit longer. But that says robertbfoster.com/thank-you-page. And that's just the download page. As I say, because like there's an upsell if you want videos walking you through each one. And if you want live coaching from me. But as I said, this bypasses that and just gives you access to this workbook. And so I said, if it's something that you want help with, I'm there for you. But the first step is to just get it going and be detailed, okay? Don't rush through it. Because I'm telling you, once this is done, you're going to have a lot of power at your fingertips. And then I'm going to show you what to do with that power. All right? So that's all I have for you for today. And thank you for tuning in. Those of you who tuned in, I'm over here sharing my own comment. I was trying to take off the banner. There we go. All right. So this is Rob Foster signing off. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Shut Up and Grind. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from this show. Robert has over 20 years experience pouring his knowledge and expertise at many events in the service and fitness industry, as well as secondary schools and universities. He has a true passion for helping others break through the barriers that are holding them back. To book Robert B. Foster to speak or to reach out, go to robertbfoster.com/speaks. On Instagram at robert_B_Foster. On Twitter at RBF_fitness. And on Facebook at Robert B. Foster. Till next time, shut up and grind.